Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're listening to one of the coolest mixes of music I've ever heard. Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
And we've got the coolest financial guru on the line ready to talk to you, but, we just heard Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra swinging on nothing here on Anything Goes Commercial with a Conscience Radio. But I gotta tell you, I've been a fan of Jean Chatsky's for quite a long time, which I can almost not figure out because she's not all that old. But in her brief years here on the planet, she's become an award-winning journalist, best-selling author, and a sought-after motivational speaker. And she's created a global platform that's making significant strides in helping millions of men and women battle an epidemic with devastating debt. Jean is the financial editor for the NBC's Today Show. You've probably seen her, a contributing editor for More Magazine, a columnist for the New York Daily News, and a contributor to the Oprah Winfrey Show. And she also hosts a daily show on the Oprah and Friends channel exclusively on XM. Her brand new book is The Difference, How Anyone Can Prosper in Even... How anyone can prosper in even the toughest times. Jean Chatsky reveals the results from her groundbreaking research study of over 5,000 folks and shows how you can grow wealth and remain resilient in good times and bad. And I'm anxious to talk to Jean because she's not talking about counting numbers, and she's not talking about, you know, how you have to completely become educated in the ways of finance. She's talking about stuff like passion, gratitude, and good karma. So it's really my pleasure to welcome Jean Chatsky to Anything Goes. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I really have been a fan for such a long time. I can't remember when I first laid eyes on you, but I just, your approach to money, you don't wag your finger at me, Jean, and I appreciate that so much. You just sort of gently nudge me in the right direction.
Oh, well, we do our best, and I have made every mistake myself in the book. So I come at this from a position of, if I can do this, then I really believe that you can.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. So really, you're empowering us because you've been over that. We shouldn't think that you're just so perfect in every way that...
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, come on. Well, tell us now the difference, how anyone can prosper in even the toughest times. The thing that I thought was really striking about this book, Jean, is it's really mostly about our attitude towards money and changing our thoughts.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I got to say, that was a little bit of a surprise to me. I was trying to answer a journalistic question. I was trying to figure out why it is that some people seem to have a much easier time getting to wealth, getting to success,
uh-huh,
than other people do. And so I put a survey out. 5,000 people worked with the Harris Research folks. And when the results came back, yes, there were some financial measures that you have to undertake, some financial habits. You have to save money. There's just no getting around it. But so much more of the soup were these personality traits, these attributes like optimism, like gratitude, that in fact we now know you're born with some of what you're going to get, but you can really teach yourself these things.
Okay. So how do we go about that? Because I have it in front of me, I'm going to help you out if you wouldn't mind, Jean. Because I have a list of 8 things. I've got...
Right, and optimism, I'm sure, is the first on your list because it's the first on mine. And the reason it's first is that we're in this environment right now with unemployment at 10%. And the people who are getting the jobs are the people who are the optimists. They are able to get the interviews, get the jobs, get good performance evaluations. If you are feeling like you're not optimistic enough or resilient enough, which is another one of the qualities, you can measure how optimistic and resilient you are with the tests that are in the book, and then increase it with some of the exercises that are in the book, like simple things, like actually stopping to notice 3 good things about each day and making yourself write them down so that a week later, 2 weeks later, you can go back and you can see this pattern of good things that have been happening in your life. And becoming more resilient is often a matter of just taking some action. You know, I know a lot of people who've been looking for jobs forever because it's been taking so much longer to get them these days feel like if they have to pick up the phone one more time, send out one more resume, they're just going to scream. In fact, you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. And it may not be this phone call that opens the door. It may be the phone call that follows from that phone call or the one after that. You just have to keep going.
And don't you find, Jean, that it's not just about keeping going, but it's about if you bring a positive attitude, the bottom line is that people want to work with people that make them, that they want to hang around with. They want to feel good about them.
That is absolutely true. One of the interesting connections that we found in between optimism, between resilience and success, there's actually a link through exercise. There's a link through being physical. And so if you are feeling like you just can't pick up the phone one more day, then go out and go for a walk or go for a run on that day. It'll get you moving, it'll get your endorphins going, and it'll give you the stamina that you need to bring to these other work-related challenges that you're having.
Yeah, I agree with you. Totally. It's not always easy, though. It's not always easy.
I have been out of work at times in my life. And
no,
I know.
You haven't.
Yes, I have, actually. And I know that it's not always easy. And I know that sometimes you just have to, you have to do something that you never thought you were going to do. You know, I was out of work at one point in my life. I was desperate to go to work at a business magazine. Nobody would hire me. And I went to cooking school. I was on Wheel of Fortune trying to win some cash.
Were you really?
I was.
So, this is something to look for on YouTube.
I ended up working on Wall Street because I thought, okay, I don't want to go back to school, but what else could I do to get the skills that these people at these business magazines are telling me that I need to have? And I thought, okay, if I go work on Wall Street for some analysts, I'll learn how to read a balance sheet. And that's what they wanted me to know.
That's really interesting. And you're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lisa Avery speaking with Jean Chatsky. You know her from the Today Show. She's got a brand new book out called The Difference, How Anyone, that includes you, can prosper in even the toughest times. And, of course, by reaching out and doing those different things, you expanded your connectedness, right, Jean?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that we learned from the research is that people who live paycheck to paycheck are not very connected. They really prefer to hang out where it's comfortable, with their very, very close friends, with their family. It doesn't work. It really doesn't work in terms of getting successful. You've got to branch out. You've got to broaden your networks. You've got to join the right groups, and you have to put yourself forward as a leader. You've got to be online, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Not that those can be your last stop. They can't. But they're a place to make the connection that then you can say, hey, can we chat offline? Hey, can we have coffee?
Do something a little different than you've done it before. Jean, I don't think I can possibly speak to you today without asking for your take on how the new healthcare legislation will impact the financial health of American people.
I'm in favor of it. I think that it is a good thing. I think that the exchanges will actually bring down the cost over time for people. And, you know, as the mother of a son with a heart condition, I am, you know, fully in favor and know so many people are impacted by these lifetime caps and pre-existing conditions. So I'm glad to see that those are out of the language. And the only thing that I think people are really going to have to understand is that this is still a work in progress, and it's going to take many years for us to actually start feeling the biggest differences in our wallet.
You seem to be fading out, Jean. Where's Jean Chatsky?
I'm right here.
There you are. Okay. For some reason, you faded out in my head.
I'm sorry.
It probably has nothing to do with anything you did. I've got a couple of questions for you, if you wouldn't mind. Things that I know that have been burning in my mind, and I have a feeling
sure,
they've been
ahead.
Listening. We hear a lot about FICO scores. Is there a way for us to keep tabs on our FICO score without constantly paying for it?
There is.
No way.
There is. It's new. That's why maybe you haven't heard of it before. All right. So if you want to get your credit report for free, not your score, but your report, you do that at annualcreditreport.com, and every person can get one free credit report from each of the major credit bureaus each year.
And that's
so that means three reports a year, and you should pull them every 4 months just to sort of keep it going on a rotating basis. Then once a month, as if you want, you you can go to Credit Karma, KARMA.com, and you can check your score.
Ah, that's a lovely segue, Jean Chatsky, into the fact that you talk about karma as one of the reasons that that can help us prosper in the toughest times. What's that about? CreditKarma.com, huh?
CreditKarma.com. You know what karma is about in the scheme of the difference is really about giving back, and the fact that people who give back find that it comes back to them in duplicate or triplicate. When we put something good out there, we get more good back to us. And I think gratitude is the antidote to materialism, because when we're materialistic, we are really thinking about what we want, and we're obsessing on the things that we desire that don't make us any happier anyway. And when we are grateful, when we're practicing gratitude, then we're appreciating what we already have. And doing that, it's a lot easier to save some money, to put some money in the bank, because you know you don't need those things anyway.
Gratitude is the antidote to materialism. That's huge. That's beautiful. Thank you very much. That's terrific. Guys, you can get more of Jean's wisdom in The Difference, and I have a couple I'm going to be sharing with you through Jean's generosity, The Difference, How Anyone Can Prosper in Even the Toughest Times. I've got one other question that's been driving me crazy, Jean Chatsky.
Sure.
And that is that I have a credit card with a company that I really dislike. How can I reduce the credit that I have with those guys without taking a hit on my credit score?
You can't. Until you... The trick is to do it in reverse. Build up your credit with a different company first,
Then
get rid of that other card. And don't get rid of any credit cards in the 6 to 12 months before you apply for a big loan, like a car loan or a mortgage.
Okay, so if I have a credit card with a bank that I detest, and they've glommed over the years an awful lot of my credit, there's really no way for me to tell them I don't want to do business with them without taking a hit against my own credit score.
You're gonna take a hit against your own score, but I would go out and get another card.
Okay.
And build up your credit with that other card, and then start tapering off, the one that you hate.
Okay. There are so many banks to hate nowadays. So anyway, I know you have to go. I thank you for making time today here on Anything Goes to talk about The Difference, How Anyone Can Prosper in Even the Toughest Times. And you guys, we are going to give you a chance to win Jean Chatsky's brand new book. But if you don't get to win one, it's a paperback, and it's easy to pick up at any bookstore, and easy to carry because it's lightweight. And because Jean Chatsky put it out, it's got great stuff in it, and it's not going to be expensive. I think that's about all of it. Thank you, Jean, for all
Thank
of your
you so
great work, and we look forward to seeing you on the various airwaves continuing to make us wiser about our money. Thanks so much. All right, you guys, and we're going to keep the music coming at you right now here on Anything Goes with one from Lee Remick. It's a Stephen Sondheim tune. Can almost apply to money. Anyone can whistle here on Anything Goes.
So that's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle any old day, easy. It's all so simple, relax.